High, great fall day, up to about 71 with blue skies and mid-70s on Friday. Risk of showers returns over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. The two people detained in connection to the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney have been charged in separate crimes. Police say she was kidnapped at a birthday party in Birmingham Saturday night. 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth is now facing separate charges for possession of child pornography. 29-year-old Derek Brown's probation has been revoked with no bond. The little girl, who goes by Cupcake, still hasn't been found. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager wanted for a double murder. 16-year-old Charles Jackson was arrested by U.S. Marshals Tuesday morning. He's charged with 2 counts of murder and assault in connection to the double shooting near Alabama State University's campus on August 15th. Students at Demopolis High School returned to school for the first time since the tragic deaths of their 2 schoolmates. 15-year-olds Natasha Daniels and Rayshawn Bennison died after they fell into the Tombigbee River and drowned. A funeral service is set for Sunday at the Demopolis High School gym. I'm Leah Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm Keyshawn Whitehorse, professional bull rider and area athlete, and Boot Barn and area asked me to share my story. I believe being a bull rider representing the Navajo community is a big thing, and kind of putting my Navajo heritage in bull riding. You know, I wear a beaded medallion on my vest that helps for protection. There's always that piece of me when I ride because that's who I am. That is the way of life I choose. Area at Boot Barn.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XBR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XBR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The balance of power in volatile northern Syria is dramatically shifting. Russian troops quickly filling the vacuum left by retreating U.S. forces, taking over the security role held by American soldiers until they were abruptly ordered to abandon their Kurdish allies.
The Texas cop who shot and killed a woman inside her own home as she was playing video games with her 8-year-old nephew has been charged with murder.
After pleading guilty to fraud, Felicity Huffman will spend the next 2 weeks inside the low-security prison.
Developing news of the House impeachment inquiry. Vice President Pence refusing to comply with a request for documents, and the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, saying he won't comply with a subpoena.
LeBron James is finally weighing in on the NBA's controversy in China. James says Daryl Morey should have thought more about the consequences of his pro-Hong Kong tweet.
The Washington Nationals are National League champions!
Medicare for All is the gold standard. It is the way we get health care coverage for every single American.
I don't think the American people are wrong when they say that what they want is a choice.
Well, as somebody who wrote the damn bill, as I said, let's be clear. I do think it is appropriate to acknowledge that taxes will go up.
At least Bernie's being honest here and saying how he's going to pay for this and that taxes are going to go up. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you have not said that.
Trump is the most corrupt president in history of this country.
I don't really think this impeachment process is going to take very long because as a former prosecutor, I know a confession when I see it.
The majority of Americans not only support impeachment, they support removal. He should be removed.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. I carried out the policy of the United States government in rooting out corruption in Ukraine. He's going after me because he knows if I get the nomination, I will beat him like a drum.
We're moving on, Senator. I'm sorry.
I'm feeling great, but I would like to respond to that. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I'm so happy to be back here with you this evening.
The slaughter of the Kurds being done by Turkey is yet another negative consequence of the regime change war that we've been waging in Syria.
You can put an end to endless war without embracing Donald
Trump's
policy.
Will you end the regime change war is the question.
What we are doing.
What is an endless war if it's not yet another regime change war?
You take away the honor of our soldiers, you might as well go after their body armor next.
I expect Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, non-gun owners alike
to let me follow up.
Follow the law.
You just made it clear that you don't know how this is actually going to take weapons off the streets. If you can develop the plan further, I think we can have a debate about it.
We've got one shot to make Donald Trump a one-term president. And how we talk about each other in this debate actually really matters.
We can't solve the climate crisis in the United States by ourselves. It's an international crisis.
We voted in Donald Trump, and he's now led us down this dangerous path with erratic and unreliable foreign policy.
So for God's sake, get up. Get up and remember, this is the United States of America. There's nothing we've been unable to do when we decide we're going to do it.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Smackdown in the Ohio town there. Let's do the name game. And then we'll get down to some business.
Brittany Smitherman. Brittany Smitherman, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall.
With a name like Brittany Smitherman, yeah. That's a name that's going places, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a good name. So Brittany Smitherman, call that number, 396-5477. Thank you for playing the name game.
73 degrees outside, Sam Market is down 11 points. Did you watch the debate, or were you just playing highlights?
I watched the whole 3 hour.
Well, oh, my God.
At about 2:45, my roommate had come home from class, and we got talking, barely paying attention. I did catch that last question about friendships, which is actually a fairly good question. Humanized him a bit.
It was a very interesting night to watch this. We've got dials on the audience response to some of the questions. I'm going to give you CBS's take of it, you can kind of see what the Nationals are doing, and then. We'll get into the leaked testimony and the hearings and impeachment. Nancy Pelosi last night pulled the plug on an impeachment vote, which means she didn't have the votes.
Right.
Oh, man, these guys. And let me tell you, they're doing, I've seen some polling numbers on the 41 congressional districts that were won, that are targeted this time. And impeachment is playing differently there than it is in, let's say, San Francisco.
There are going to be some shocked Democrats if Donald Trump not only wins re-election, but they lose the House. And we gain seats in the Senate. That would be
amazing. Well, the gaining seats in the Senate may be a little more difficult. If we can do that, we can pick up Doug Jones, I believe. But the question is, will we lose a Collins or somebody like Colorado seat or Maine seat or something like that? There are not a lot of opportunities for us to pick up, so we've got to hold on. I think right now, from looking at some of these shadow polling numbers, that Democrats have really screwed themselves over. They've screwed these 41 over, and they're expanding the number up to 45. They're about to jump the chart to increase the number of the targets that they're going for. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, without a doubt, it's going to be interesting. Let's start out with Ed O'Keefe talking about the impeachment, the debate, impeachment, and Biden.
The biggest presidential debate ever exposed sharp divisions among the Democratic presidential hopefuls as candidates took aim at the newest frontrunner. It often seemed like it was 11 against 1, Senator Elizabeth Warren, the fastest rising candidate in the polls, faced most of the questions from the other contenders on the stage last night.
Warren's opponents challenged her on everything from her health care plan to her proposed tax on wealth. They also had a lot to say about President Trump. Ed O'Keefe is outside the debate site in Westerville, Ohio. Ed, what struck you last night?
Well, good morning, Anthony. It was the fourth round of debates in the Democratic presidential primary, but the first set against the backdrop of impeachment. And on that issue, there was near universal agreement.
Donald Trump needs to be held accountable.
Trump is the most corrupt president in the history of this country.
I started the Need to Impeach movement.
All 12 candidates in agreement on one topic, impeaching President Trump.
I swore an oath to do my job as a senator, do my duty. This president has violated his, I will do mine.
And former Vice President Joe Biden tried once again to move the discussion away from his son Hunter and his work in Ukraine.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Wow. Where do you hear the dials on this whole thing? It's really interesting.
I would love to hear that.
It's not as clear cut as some people are kind of saying. If you saw the debate, I'd love to hear your input on this. 272-9228. A couple of housekeeping issues. If you're a first time caller, let us know. We're going to put your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. If you are just a caller and you can get your name in, we do that drawing on Friday. Joey, if we need to, can we take this?
The live press conference?
Sure.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'd like to kind of see. This is the Italian president with President Trump. And Italy is one of the countries that that Barr went to talk to the leadership there about what went on during the 2016 election. So it should be interesting. Is this, are we at the questions now? Or
I'm checking real quick.
That will be distributed in a fair way throughout
this is live,
various countries in Europe.
Yeah, about to ask
to the president about that as it pertains to Italy. He thought we were a little bit harsh on Italy, and we don't want to be harsh on Italy. We'll never do that. So we'll look at that very strongly. We will look at that for you. That was one of the requests made, and we will be taking a look at that. Please.
How are you? Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to ask about Turkey. Did President Erdogan's decisions surprise you? And if they did not surprise you, would you make the same decision as you made before in removing U.S. forces? And I guess we just heard that UAW and GM may have been able to work out a deal. If I could get your reaction to that and what that might mean for the U.S. economy. And Mr. President, if I could ask you about the digital tax. Did the two of you discuss a possible digital tax as it relates to Amazon and Google? What progress were you able to make on that front? Thank you very much.
Now, President Erdogan's decision didn't surprise me because he's wanted to do that for a long time. He's been building up troops on the border with Syria for a long time, as you know. Our soldiers are mostly gone from the area. We only had 26, 28, but under 50. I think it's probably 28, but under 50 soldiers, and which is a very tiny force. And it didn't surprise me at all. This is they've been warring for many years. It's unnatural for us, but it's sort of natural for them. They fight, and they fight long, and they fight hard, and they've been fighting Syria for a long time, and on the border, that's the border with Syria. And I say, why are we protecting Syria's land? Assad's not a friend of ours. Why are we protecting their land? And Syria also has a relationship with the Kurds, who, by the way, are no angels, okay? Who is an angel? There aren't too many around. But Syria has a relationship with the Kurds, so they'll come in for their border. And they'll fight. They may bring partners in. They could bring Russia in. And I say, welcome to it. Russia went into Afghanistan when it was the Soviet Union, and it became Russia. It became a much smaller country because of Afghanistan. You can overextend. You can do a lot of things. But frankly, if Russia is going to help in protecting the Kurds, that's a good thing, not a bad thing. But it would be led by Syria. And Syria doesn't want Turkey to take its land. I can understand that. But what does that have to do with the United States of America if they're fighting over Syria's land? Are we supposed to fight a NATO member in order that Syria, who is not our friend, keeps their land? I don't think so. But Syria does have a relationship with the Kurds. The thing that's common is that everybody hates ISIS. Now, the PKK, which is a part of the Kurds, as you know, is probably worse at terror and more of a terrorist threat in many ways than ISIS. So it's a very semi-complicated, not too complicated if you're smart, but it's a semi-complicated problem. And I think it's a problem that we have very nicely under control. We have two countries wanting their land. We have one country that wants land, perhaps, that doesn't belong to them because they want to have a 22-mile strip of, they call it freedom. They call it a lot of things. They want to get terrorists out. You have another country that says you can't have our land. And they're going to have to work that out. Now, with that being said, Vice President Mike Pence is going there. He'll be leaving either late tonight or tomorrow. And he was going to leave yesterday, but they have to have certain security done. He's a very important man in our country. And he'll be leaving with Secretary of State Pompeo. We already have representatives there negotiating with Turkey. We put massive sanctions on Turkey, and we have additional sanctions on Turkey. And when I ran on a basis we're going to bring our great soldiers back home where they belong. We don't have to fight these endless wars. We're bringing them back home. That's what I won on. And some people, whether it's you call it the military-industrial complex or beyond that, they'd like me to stay. One of the problems I have, and one of, for instance, with the witch hunt, you have people that want me to stay. They want me to fight forever. They do very well fighting. That's what they want to do, fight. A lot of companies want to fight because they make their weapons based on fighting, not based on peace. And they take care of a lot of people. I want to bring our soldiers back home. We're not a police force. We're a fighting force. We're the greatest fighting force ever. I spent $2.5 trillion over the last almost 3 years rebuilding our military. When I took it over, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. It was totally depleted. You know that. A lot of people know that. Honest people all know that. When I was thinking about having to do something, one of our generals came in to see me and he said, "Sir, we don't have ammunition." I said, "That's a terrible thing you just said." He said, "We don't have ammunition." Now we have more ammunition than we've ever had. We have more missiles. We have more rockets. Our nuclear has been totally updated and in some cases new. Hopefully, to God, we never have to use it. But we have the most powerful nuclear base by far in the world. And we have things that we never had before. We have a great modern military, but that doesn't mean we're going to waste it. It doesn't mean we're going to deplete it like we did before with these crazy endless wars. So Turkey and Syria will hopefully work it out between themselves. Hopefully ISIS will be guarded. I told, I spoke with, as you know, a wonderful man yesterday, general from the Kurds, you all know who I'm talking about. Some of you have seen the letter that I put out to Erdogan. I gave it to him, President Erdogan, and some of you have seen it. With the general, I said, "Listen, don't open those doors and let them out just to create more havoc so that we come in. Because some of those doors were just opened. Let's create some havoc and some political exposure for the President of the United States." We were the ones that we were the ones that got ISIS. We're the ones that took care of it, specifically me, because I'm the one that gave the order. Because when I came in under President Obama, ISIS was a disaster all over that area. I was the one that got them. We were the ones that captured them. And I will say this, that Russia, Iran, Syria, and to maybe a slightly lesser extent, Turkey, they all hate ISIS as much as we do. And it's their part of the world. We're 7,000 miles away. I campaigned on bringing our soldiers back home. And that's what I'm doing. That includes other places, too, many other places. Statutorily, it takes a period of time. Diplomatically, it takes a period of time. But, you know, we're in many countries, many, many countries. I'm embarrassed to tell you how many. I know the exact number, but I'm embarrassed to say it because it's so foolish. We're in countries, we're protecting countries that don't even like us. They take advantage of us. They don't pay nothing. You probably saw, some of you wrote, and covered the fact that we're sending some additional troops to Saudi Arabia. That's true. And I appreciate the fact that I negotiated for a short period of time, a matter of minutes, with Saudi Arabia, and they've agreed to pay for the full cost of all of that deployment and more, much more. A very rich country, they should be paying, and so should many other countries be paying if they want this kind of protection. Same thing with NATO. We're at 4% and other countries are at 1%, and certainly a European country benefits much more than we do with NATO. I mean, it's there for a reason. And perhaps we benefit, but not nearly as much as the European countries. Some people say we don't benefit at all. We put ourselves in harm's way. But we do that for Europe, but then they treat us badly on trade. Not fair. So I would say that we're in a great position. We're doing what I said. We have two countries that are going to argue over their border. Hopefully they'll work it out. We're going to try and work it out. I think our vice president, who's a very capable man, will do well tomorrow. He's going to meet with President Erdogan. President Erdogan said he wouldn't meet with anybody, and he took that back just a little while ago, and he said, no, I will. And I think they'll have a successful meeting. If they don't, the sanctions and tariffs and other things that we're doing, we will do and are doing to Turkey, will be devastating to Turkey's economy. I got Pastor Brunson home. Nobody else could do it. The previous administration tried very hard. They were unable to do it. I did it very quickly. And let's see what happens. But I think we'll be successful. But we got to get out of the endless wars. We have to bring our troops back home. I go to Walter Reed and I give out Purple Hearts. Just did it on Friday.
He's getting so much better at this. Let's go to a break, and we can determine whether we're going to stay with this or get back into the debate last night. We have Mayor Strange coming in at 2 o'clock. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com, that's alahomemortgage.com, to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Joey, let's go back to Ed O'Keefe and CBS News so the audience can kind of get a feel of how the media is handling this.
But it was Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren who has been rising in the polls and became a new target.
Sometimes I think that Senator Warren is more focused on being punitive or pitting some part of the country against the other.
She was hit on her plan for a wealth tax.
The problem is that it's been tried in Germany, France, Denmark, Sweden, and all those countries ended up repealing it.
And for once again refusing to say whether her health care plan would raise taxes on the middle class.
Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this.
Medicare for all is the gold standard. We can pay for this. I've laid out the basic principles. Costs are going to go up for the wealthy. They're going to go up for big corporations. They will not go up for middle class families.
At the end of the day, the overwhelming majority of people will save money on their health care bills. But I do think it is appropriate to acknowledge that taxes will go up.
At least Bernie's being honest here and saying how he's going to pay for this and that taxes are going to go up. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you have not said that.
Everyone also agreed the president's troop withdrawal from Syria was a mistake.
We have an erratic, crazy president who knows not a damn thing about foreign policy.
Think about how absurd it is that this president is caging kids on the border and effectively letting ISIS prisoners run free.
But they disagreed over how long U.S. troops should remain.
You would continue to support having U.S. troops in Syria for an indefinite period of time.
You can put an end to endless war without embracing Donald
Trump's
policy.
Will you end the regime change war is the question.
What we're doing, or what we were doing in Syria, was keeping our word.
Meanwhile, the night ended with big news for Bernie Sanders, who earned the endorsement of two well-known liberals. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar announced that she's backing his presidential bid, and CBS News has learned that New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is set to endorse Sanders on Saturday. That's a big get for him, given that she has a wide national following and was also hotly pursued by Senator Warren.
So do we think that AOC helps Bernie?
No.
Saturday's going to be the big day. It's they really were all over Elizabeth Warren last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting because you're going to hear something Major Garrett is going to say. But go to the Warren montage about the being pummeled at the debate.
A yes or no question that didn't get a yes or no answer. Look, this is why people here in the Midwest are so frustrated with Washington in general and Capitol Hill in particular. Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this.
At least Bernie's being honest here and saying how he's going to pay for this and that taxes are going to go up. And I'm sorry, Elizabeth, but you have not said that. And I'm tired of hearing whenever I say these things, oh, it's Republican talking points. You are making Republican talking points right now in this room by coming out for a plan that's going to do that. I appreciate Elizabeth's work. But again, the difference between a plan and a pipe dream is something that you can actually get done.
Saying this is a rules problem is ignoring the reality that Americans see around us every single day.
I want to give a reality check here to Elizabeth, because no one on this stage wants to protect billionaires. Not even the billionaire wants to protect billionaires. We just have different approaches. Your idea is not the only idea.
Sometimes I think that Senator Warren is more focused on being punitive or pitting some part of the country against the other.
I'd like to ask Senator Warren if she would join me in calling for an end to this regime change war in Syria, finally. And so, Senator Warren, I just want to say that I was surprised to hear that you did not agree with me that on this subject of what should be the rules around corporate responsibility for these big tech companies, when I called on Twitter to suspend Donald Trump's account.
They were all over her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. I kind of enjoyed it, being who I am, but She obviously, they're looking at the polls, and they wouldn't do that to Biden because Biden is kind of that moderate person leading, and if he dies a natural death, political natural death, then those moderates that are attacking Elizabeth Warren would be the recipients of that.
Right.
So that becomes kind of the new standard. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Gentlemen, hey, you know, I had something much better to do than watch the debate last night. You know what it was?
Drink whiskey and paint.
No. Well, if I paint at night, it's going to be artist painting. I don't drink whiskey. But it was finished. The second half of my Cuban sandwich, of which was the first one I had ever gotten.
Isn't it great?
Oh, and may I say, as my friend Fred Flintstone would say, that was three yabba dabba doos right there.
There you go.
I mean, it was really, that's the first time I ever had one, Dan.
Yeah, let me tell you, they were spectacular. I have eaten, I like Cuban sandwiches, but those are the best I've ever had.
It's a good helping of pulled pork on there. It's so good.
Pulled pork, the way the combination is really good.
Maybe, I can't think of a better sandwich I've had in my life. So,
wow, that's
the guys are nice, but damn, the curse goes on. You know why? There was no smoked gouda for me yesterday when I went there. Yes, but they had a whole cooler full of cheese, not one wheel of smoked gouda. And I was noticeably upset, poor people. But I did get some of their Parmesan. Oh, their Parmesan is really, really good, by the way. And I got inside information of when the next shipment's coming. I ain't going to tell nobody.
Yeah, there you go. Keep it quiet.
Golly Moses, second time I've been stung going out there. But I did get my red bell pepper, which is just magnificent, as always. I really needed to finish my sandwich, so I definitely did not watch the Democratic debate. That's the ugliest group of people I've ever seen run for president in my life. I mean, they're just dysfunctional. I know people can't help what they look like, but put a mask on. And they need to put a mask on their ideas, too. These guys are going to eat themselves alive, don't you think?
Well, it's really interesting. I had an audience of 15 million people last night. But
is that good?
Not anything special, considering how many people they have to convince. The problem is they're getting to a more narrow and audience that's out there, and they're really shooting themselves in the foot. I think they are totally messing up here.
Oh yeah, well they're in a competition for extreme ideas, and boy, as time goes on, those ideas sound really bad. They're even starting to shoot holes in their own extreme ideas.
Yeah.
So it's great. I think the Democrats are ingesting themselves just like the Muslims are ingesting themselves in the Middle East. It is cannibalism in a sense of the word. So they will destroy themselves, and we kind of just stand aside and watch them deconstruct. You know what I mean?
Well, some people, when they're running, are actually running, but they're running also for a future. And one of the comments particularly about from my group, a lot of these people are kind of burning their future. Now, I think Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, has got more of a future that's out there than a lot of other people. But, I mean, this is Bernie's last cakewalk. This is Joe Biden's last cakewalk. I think Elizabeth Warren is positioning herself for a 2024 race, but I'm not sure how she's going to be holding up out of this whole thing.
Well, Mayor Buttigieg's big problem is his husband needs to get a new hairdo.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. Rodney, hang on for me. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you listen, you can hear it. It's the laughter in the street. It's the motion in the music and the vibe beneath your feet. All the signs are right this time. You don't have to try. If you live in this world, you're feeling the change.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets with congressional leaders this afternoon about the fighting in Syria between the Turkish military and Kurdish militias who'd helped our military fight ISIS. American troops have left the area.
I view the situation on the Turkish border with Syria to be, for the United States, strategically brilliant.
Because our troops are out of harm's way, he says. We don't know what's in it yet, but 5 weeks in, there's a tentative deal to end the General Motors strike. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble's in Detroit.
The next steps are that the local union leaders have come from all over the country. They're going to meet tomorrow morning, and that's when they'll decide two things. The first is whether this tentative agreement is good by them to pass on to the workers. 49,000 of them will have to vote on it. The other thing that they're going to decide is whether to officially end this strike.
In Chicago, public school teachers are expected to vote today to go on strike tomorrow. Classes are already canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes as a cold front sweeps through the state today. Risk of showers mostly early in the day through about midday. Then the front moves through. Breezy, cooler, high 76. Tonight, a few clouds, but chilly. Overnight low in the upper 40s. Coldest night of the season so far. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s again on Thursday night. Tomorrow's high, great fall day, up to about 71 with blue skies and mid-70s on Friday. Risk of showers returns over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Police are searching a West Jefferson County avenue called Jefferson Avenue. And over towards Fairfield, if you're familiar with Birmingham, the Inslee-Fairfield area, looking for Camille Cupcake, who was the girl that was taken from, I think it was Chuck E. Cheese, is that right?
It was at a birthday party, I know, yeah.
Let's go to the phones, and we'll keep you updated on it. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Jerry, how are y'all today?
We're very good. How are you, and how's traffic out there?
Well, traffic's pretty moderate to light, but there's a lot of accidents going on out here on the interstates yesterday and today. But anyway, Dan, what I want to talk with you about a little bit is, because this is what I'm getting kind of curious about now. You know, when the election for the House and the Senate and all that came up, there's a lot of Republicans resigned from the House.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's quite certain or not, but in my mind, it's pretty certain that if these Republicans wouldn't have resigned, that it was a strong possibility that we would have maintained the House.
You're talking about in 2018?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Yeah, there were several open that we lost. But
there was almost, wasn't there almost 40 or 50 Republicans that left the Senate? I mean, excuse me, the house?
I don't think it was that much, but it was... The people who lost, the seats that were lost were either A, held by a long, long, long time person like Dana, my friend Dana Roybacker, or it was an open seat, and they kind of saw the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not really talking about who won what seat. I'm talking about the ones that just throwed up their hands, resigned, and left politics. All out of the House. Unless I'm wrong, but I believe it was a high number. A high number, like in the 40s. And, like I said, this is something I researched. It may be wrong, but so I look at that, and I look at individuals like Romney that comes back into the Senate. And I get the impression that we have several John McCains running around that's claiming to be Republicans, and they ain't number rhinos. And that list, I'm gonna try to pull it up and look at it, make sure I'm correct on that. But I'm just wondering, because I heard President Trump speaking today about the Attorney General, and he said that he has not seen any reports, don't know what's happening, and this, that, and the other. He went on and on talking about what he thinks. And he mentioned people all the way up to Obama. And he also mentioned that the reason why the Democrats might be going crazy, because he don't know, but there may be indictments coming.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. It's that the reason that they're going crazy is that there's about to be several shoes that are going to drop that make them look really, really bad.
Correct. And I just find it very hard to believe that all these folks are not going to get tangled up in not only all the stuff prior to this, but the same situation that Joe Biden's in. I think that this statement that our president said that it was going to be so bad that you wouldn't believe it. I'm beginning to actually believe that it wasn't an overstatement. It was a correct statement by the president. This stuff is going to be really, really bad. What do you think about all this, Dan? They're talking about it in a couple of days. It seems like the president's coming out today talking about it. And we had rumors about Friday. I'm kind of really fitting into that time schedule. I think it's going to drop.
Yeah, that's what... Well, we discussed on the show on Monday is that the ping out there is that Friday or this weekend, and the IG report, and then after that the Durham report will come out in pieces. There were 44
right.
House seats held by Republicans that were had retirees.
Yeah, 44, and retirees, and I don't think this ever happened in history before.
No, the you would have to go back to 1992 to have the same number of, it's the largest since 1992.
Right. All right, well, you know, I'm keeping that list. I'm pulling that list of them 40 up, and I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at all of this for after 2020. Guys, we got some rats on our team. And we got a bunch of rat Romneys running around, and we just got to pinpoint who they are. I'm proud of my president, what he's doing. He's doing great work for our country, and I'm happy with everything he's doing. But, Dan, one thing I can tell you, if the Democrats are waiting around to see if they're not going to get the full-fledged hammer coming down on them, they better remember that the American people has sent him there to do this, and everything they do every day to him, they do to us. And so there's no way I have any mercy on these people at all. I hope they all get indicted. I hope they all go to prison or lose everything they got. I hope they lose everything. And they deserve to lose everything for what they did to our country, and they continue to keep doing. That's my opinion on it, Dan. It's terrible that our president's got to go through this. But I thank him for hanging in there, staying tough with it, and having a dedication to our country that he has. He's a great American, a great, great president. Okay, what anybody says about him, that's who he is to me, and that's what he is to mostly everybody who loves this country. So that's what I got, Dan, today. So,
right in. I want you to have a great day, and I want you to have a safe trip home.
All right, guys. Y'all too. Thanks. Thank y'all.
Yeah, I can tell you the country is getting a little worn down by this impeachment stuff. We're going to kind of get into that in the next hour, but the public is, and it is a particular part of the public, is the middle America, it's the Pennsylvanias, the Wisconsins, the Floridas, even the North Carolinas and Virginia. They are not liking what they're seeing Schiff and company are doing, and Nancy Pelosi and her tack that she's taking with this. So with that, let's go now to Major Garrett. And he's going to give his debate analysis. He's going to open up talking about Elizabeth Warren. I do not agree with this statement.
As Ed mentioned, Warren was suddenly the target and the center of everything last night. How did she handle being the front runner?
With poise, passion, and on Medicare for All evasion. She's made a tactical decision that she doesn't need to answer this tax question. That her supporters are going to stick with her and that she can ride this out.
Is that the right decision?
We will find out. Voters will tell us about this, but she had every opportunity last night to just say what Bernie Sanders had said. Keep the gap between them as narrow as possible. She didn't. She's tactically decided this is not going to make or break her campaign. She's going to stick with the approach she's had historically, which has been very successful. She has without a doubt run the most disciplined and effective campaign so far. She has not only taken over the progressive lane, she's become the most leading candidate in this. And you saw last night, when you're getting all the incoming, you know you're at the top of the heap.
This was Joe Biden's first debate since questions about his son's role in Ukraine. He's now kind of co-front runner. Did he respond to the criticisms of his son's behavior overseas effectively?
There was a simple question put to the former vice president last night. You put out a statement Sunday that no one in your family, if you are elected, can be on any boards. If it's not okay with your president, why was it okay when you were vice president? He evaded that answer just as conspicuously, to my mind, as Elizabeth Warren evaded the question about taxes for Medicare for All.
Yeah, I can tell you that the Joe Biden stuff, it ain't over. News Talk 93.1 FM, the Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
Well, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Just goofing off right now.
I'm surprised I didn't hear from you after the Florida game.
Yeah, oh, you're talking about LSU Florida? Or the Auburn Florida?
No, Auburn Florida.
I called him about the, yeah, well, they were both good games. Florida just came out a little behind on the, no, I had a great time down there at that Auburn game. Now, man, that was a blast. That was the best time I've had in a long time.
I bet.
Yeah, don't get to do that too many times.
I tell you what, that was a, you guys did a great job with that game. I mean, I'm sorry that Auburn got beat, but y'all, he knows how to do X's and O's, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he just ran out of gas during the LSU game, I think. We just, they're a good team, LSU.
Yeah, I think they overpowered you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dan, I tried to watch that last night, and I did watch a lot of it. I had to flip off and on. I turned it off immediately at the beginning when they started talking about impeachment because it had nothing to do with the debate. But it was interesting this morning. On Fox, they interviewed the communications director for the DNC. Did you see it?
That young lady,
which got a weird first name.
I saw that.
And she couldn't really answer anything, Dan. Did you notice that? She kept just kind of, she was trying to put a smile on and stuff.
Yeah, she was just going back to
in the back of her mind, she's going like, man, we look like crap.
She was just trying to she's just trying to go back to her talking points. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all she could do. She couldn't really, and you know, last night, Dan, I don't know if you caught it, twice Elizabeth Warren came out with this. I've spent my entire life working for the middle class, you know, trying to, Dan, she, you know, I can't believe where she says anymore. She's just hyperbole. She just gets in there and just, you know, good and well, Dan, she hasn't spent her entire life doing that. That's just a bunch of bunk.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And it was just, man, it was painful. These things aren't getting any better. I hope they pare these down because, they're getting to the, it's just a bunch of BO. And old Bernie, man, I just think he's on his last leg. And then this morning the squad comes out and endorses him. So that'll wrap him up right there. So I don't know. What did you think about it last night? Was there much substance at all there?
Well, when you listen to a Democrat talk, they talk about it. And your lady was talking about how much substance there was in there. I don't think there was a lot of substance. I think there was a lot of ideas, but I didn't get a lot of substance. But they're messing up because what they're doing is they're trying to talk to their base, and a good chunk of the nation or a piece of the nation that is not their base, like you and me, are hearing this and seeing them for who they are, and it's not very good.
Did you hear any discussion about the economy? Did you hear any discussion about the border? Did you hear any discussion about foreign policy or anything? I didn't hear anything.
Well, they did talk about Syria. They won't talk about the border because that's a winning situation for Trump. And I'm going to get into that with Jim McLaughlin this hour. Yeah. And
they don't say anything about the economy at all.
Because the economy is doing too well.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same old junk. I mean, it's just, who's going to be out, Dan? Who's not going to be at the next one?
I don't know. They need to. If they raise the standards, you lose about three people. They need to be dealing with a deck of seven at most, not 12. 12 was just too much on that stage.
Well, I just can't. If Warren is the candidate, they're in trouble.
Let's have a conversation, Jim. I think if Warren, okay. I think if Biden, or if I think Sanders is the nominee, I think all three of those will have problems.
So the top three right there who where they've been there, you know, golly, what a selection. I mean, either none of those three will beat Trump.
I think so.
I read something today on the internet about somebody was talking. They said this could be the biggest landslide in the presidential election in a long time.
This could be a duplicate of the 1972 election, Nixon against McGovern.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that watching MSNBC, though.
No, because they are so in the tank in this stuff. I mean, I watched the CNN stuff afterwards. These guys just can't get... they live in an alternate reality of how splendid the debate was and how powerful Elizabeth Warren was, and that she really was taking her ownership of her lead. Now, they dumped on Joe Biden by saying that. They didn't directly attack Joe Biden, but and that Bernie Sanders, his vigor, and I was going to go in vigor? I didn't see vigor out of that.
Well, they're pushing Warren because they gave her most of the speaking time, so... You know, they just let her go on and on and on, and when somebody else tried to go on, they cut them off. In fact, one of them, they went right to a commercial, cut her right off. I think it was closer. I'm not sure. Cut her right off, went to commercial. All right, that's enough of that. Break. You know, the fix is in on who it's going to be, and if it's Warren, landslide. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I don't think from watching Joe Biden, I went back and looked at the Joe Biden segments, and Joe Biden is pushing this stuff too hard when he's saying, I never, never, never had a discussion with my son. I mean, he's not believable. That's his problem. You don't believe him.
Yeah, especially when he says, I'll beat him like a drum.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's all just talk. And they can work with a particular group of people, but it doesn't work with everybody. It doesn't work with a larger group. And that's where he's going to have some problem. And you can already see it slipping in some of these poll numbers.
Yeah, because Warren, she's in the lead now, and I don't think she'll relinquish that lead. I think she's going to stay in the lead. I think Bernie's going to fade away. You know, Joe's going to be, he's going to get caught up with this thing with his son. It's going to stink him.
Yeah, this son thing is not going away. Somebody's going to find something, and somebody's going to throw it over the transom to the press. It's a question, what would the press do with it?
Well, it's getting better and better. All right, well, y'all have a good day. I'm going to go take my afternoon nap now.
Okay, you go take your afternoon nap and dream about us.
See, when you're tired, Dan, like me, you can schedule these naps a little more frequently.
I like that. I wish I could do that. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for the telephone call. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.